divorce, disease, disaster, and death. These are the four D's, the events that grab us by the collar, shove us in front of a mirror, forcing us to look at ourselves and ask the uncomfortable question, what the heck am I doing with my life? And the question is, why do we wait for such jarring life events to make us realize that we don't get a do-over? I'm gonna tell you why. Because we are waiting for the perfect time to make the perfect choice so we can live the perfect life. But this is what I call a corpse goal. It's a goal that you are going to hang on to until you are dead. So where is the middle ground between not waiting for one of the four D's to wake us up and recognizing that the perfect life choice doesn't exist? It's understanding the pain-pleasure balance. So you can not only make a hard choice, but also be able to put your head on the pillow at night without regrets. If this sounds like something that you want to learn more about, keep listening. And welcome back to another episode of the Self-Respect Revolution podcast, where we learn how self-respect influences how we see ourselves and the lives we live as leaders, executives, parents, dog parents, sisters, brothers, friends, and anyone else that you can think of. My name is Dr. Catherine Isco, and once again, I'm so glad you're here. Now, if you are watching this episode, you will see that I'm wearing glasses because last night I scratched my eyeball and I was in so much friggin' pain. Which is ironic because today we are going to be talking about pain, specifically the pain about making hard choices. Now let's rewind for a second because the past two episodes kind of fit into what we're going to be talking about today. So a couple episodes ago, we were talking about self-care and understanding how through the lens of self-respect, self-care is not really a behavior that you choose. So it's not like the facial and spa days, which don't get me wrong, my skin is the most expensive thing I own. I love those things. But self-care is actually a question. And the question is, what is it I need to do right now to feel more like me? Hard question. And oftentimes when you ask that question, sometimes you don't even want to hear the answer, which leads me to point two, which is the concept of being true to oneself. Now, this is very different from authenticity. If you're interested to learn more about that, you can jump on back to the previous episode. But what you'll find out, as a spoiler alert, is basically being true to yourself is making choices that prioritize your happiness. But that means that you're not always making other people happy. And that's not easy for all of us. And I brought up a quote in this last episode from my research study, which said, you can do you as opposed to pleasing other people. And that's really what being true to yourself is. But if you are a high achieving people pleaser, you don't hear, those are just like blurry words, because what you hear is when you do you, you disappoint other people. Am I getting a nodding head? Louder at the back. Thank you very much. And this is probably why we wait for one of those four D's, death, divorce, disease, disaster, for us to be shooken up. Is that the right word? Shooken up, to shake us up and make us realize that if we're not happy, no one else is going to be happy. I know that sounds so cliche, but it's so true. Because I know that as Canadian, as I try to be a nice person, but if I'm not happy, I will bring down the world with me. I'm not a nice person. I know that. And so it's about balancing, how do you make those hard life choices that you know in the long term are going to support your happiness with understanding the discomfort that you're going to be feeling while you're making those choices. So today what I want to dive into is, how do we make choices that make us happy while also acknowledging that those choices are not always going to make other people happy, and that sometimes we might lose people in our life that perhaps might have meant a lot to us, but we realize through the lens of self-respect is that it's more important to respect ourselves than others. So the question is, how do we make a hard choice that we know is eventually going to make us happy, but in the short term, we know it's going to be so uncomfortable And likely, it's not going to make the people in our lives happy. Well, I believe knowledge is power, which is, gosh, a lot of cliches in this episode already, but I'll tell you why. So my dad is my guiding light. He's my best friend, and I always look to him when I'm looking for an answer. And gosh golly, I think it was like 5-6 years ago that he retired after what I believe is about like a 400-year career. He was a prof at Queen's University in the medical sciences. And I said to, you know, Dad, after all these thousands of years of you working and finally retiring, you know, what is one of the most important things that you learned? And he said, Kathy, you know what, the one thing I know is that I know nothing. And the underscore of that is that we can always learn more, not only about the world, but also ourselves. And I think that's why knowledge is knowledge. Knowledge that you know nothing is knowledge itself. One of the things that I recognize when it comes to this whole pain-pleasure concept is, if you look at our lives, do you think we feel more pain or pleasure? The answer is pleasure, because we are addicted to feeling good all the time. We can get Uber Eats delivered to our office or home within 10 minutes. We have Netflix, where whether you admit it or not, you will go through that whole home feed, and after 10 minutes, you will say, I know you're going to say it without even me saying it, there's nothing to watch. Social media, online shopping. Okay, that is something that I don't want to admit. But let me tell you, online shopping makes me feel so good. We are constantly looking for pleasure because we in our brains think that that is a normal resting state. But our nervous system doesn't work that way. There's a thing called homeostasis. And basically what I want you to picture is like a balance. You know, those, you know, where the judgment person, if you're a lawyer, you're going to help me out here. But, you know, the blinded lady holding the scale. We cannot always live in pleasure land. It would be the equivalent of having every single day a sunny day for the rest of your life. How would you appreciate sun if you've never experienced anything else? If you never experienced like a torrential downpour? All of a sudden, things that used to bring us pleasure no longer do. And so it's no wonder that we feel so gosh darn uncomfortable making these hard choices, because we equate the discomfort and the pain and yuckiness that we feel as, this is not normal. But let me tell you, it is absolutely normal. It's that thing that balances the equation. So we need to understand that a little bit of pain is actually really good for us. I'll give you an analogy here. You know, cold baths are the hashtag big thing nowadays. And yes, there's a lot of research and benefits around that. Sorry, I'm a warm shower person, because let me tell you, the screaming that you would experience, you would hear me from wherever you are in the world. I don't like cold showers. I like warm showers. Moving on. The point being is that a lot of people link, okay, it's the cold water that is actually making me feel good. So if you dive into the research, you'll see that noradrenaline, adrenaline, and so forth spikes afterwards, and also a neurochemical called dopamine. It is associated with a mood boost. So in our minds, we're thinking, okay, cold bath equals pleasure later through dopamine. But that is not the link. It's actually the dopamine is released due to the pain. So the pain that your nervous system experiences during the cold bath eventually makes or catalyzes dopamine release. So what happens is your pain starts to come down, and then dopamine is released for the next 2.5 hours, depending on how cold the water is and how long you're in it, for 2.5 hours, and can rise up to 250%. So why is this important? We need to start thinking that we really can't experience true pleasure, without including a bit of pain in our lives. So the point of this is, when it comes to choices, is that pain is not always a signal that we're doing something wrong. And also, pain can be a signal that something good is going to happen. So let's circle this back to making those hard life choices. And I'd like to give you an example as a context. And I'm going to keep this very broad because it was a lovely woman who messaged me on social media. Her first message, and I was so excited to get it. The summary is basically she got a raise. But the underscore of this, or the preface of this, is that she messaged me and said, I would never have done this before, which obviously massive ego stroke to me. She said, you know, basically, thank you so much for all the information you put out there because this has now helped me get a raise. So the context is that she came back from maternity leave to find a new manager. And this manager said that you have no room to grow in your position. And her immediate response was like, oh, well, clearly I don't. So I'm just going to, you know, move back and just sort of fall in line. But then she said, well, no, this doesn't make sense. I've been there for years. I'm in a senior position. So she zhuzhed up her resume, put it on Seek, and within 24 hours, she had a whole bunch of offers at very senior positions at very senior prices. She had a choice to make. She could either just fall back in line, or she could push through the discomfort of going to her boss and saying, what's up with the senior manager? This is what I've been told, but this is what I'm worth in the world right now. And lo and behold, guess what? She gets a raise. But the interesting thing is, yes, she said the old me wouldn't have done that, but interestingly, she also said the old me would have just continued to work hard and eventually hope for that position to move up. Now, why is this important to know? No matter what you do, you're going to experience pain because she could have just stayed in that position and chugged along the 9 to 5 or however much she works and chugged and gone through daily pain like Groundhog Day. That's pain. That is chronic long-term pain. Or, like a cold bath, she could knock on her boss's door, go through that excruciating uncomfort and discomfort, stand up for herself and say, this is what I'm worth. Throwing it back in your court now, a little challenge. Unless you're an alien on earth here, there is going to be a decision that you've either been avoiding making or that you're just waiting for the perfect moment and the perfect time and the perfect situation and the perfect conversation to get that perfect answer. It ain't happening. What is it called? Corpse goal. So honey, I do not want to see you with one foot in the coffin holding that piece of paper and saying, this was my goal. I wonder why I didn't achieve it. Well, honey, this is a sign. I know you can do it. You are worth it. Put yourself in the position that you're going to feel like in 1, 2, 6, 12 months and picture yourself in that moment of saying, fuck to the yeah. I'm so glad looking back that I made the choice to stay true to myself, prioritize my happiness, because even though I've disappointed a few people in my life, they've gotten over it. And now they're watching me freaking smile ear to ear. And now that I shine, I'm helping others shine. So take this as a fateful moment that you are going to muster up the courage and strength and bravery to make that hard choice. You're going to plan it out. You're going to think about the A-B situation. You're not going to go into it blind. You're going to prepare for it. You're going to practice it. You're going to go in with compassion and courage. You're going to be open to learning new things about yourself, but you are going to do it. So I wish you all the courage, not luck, the courage for you to go and not just aim for the moon. You're going to aim for the stars. That star is you shining bright. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. I look forward to having you and knowing that you're at the other end with your little earpods and AirPods and whatever they're called on the next episode. So until that time, stay fabulous.